pleased to welcome right across the way from me, talking a little golf news down at Southwest, head coach Rudy Kennedy. Good morning, sir. How you been?
I've been good. How about you?
I'm doing good, sir. Good. Doing good. Good. You went to Lex Invite. It's been a great start following your team and the results, and some good invites. And yesterday was a really good invite for your girls, wasn't it?
Yes. We were shorthanded. I only took two girls yesterday, but they did a great job. And I thought, you know what? I got to come brag on them today. So,
talk about what we were talking during the break before we went on, that you had a very interesting situation yesterday. You had one young lady break the school record for a score in a meet, and then what, 10 minutes later, somebody else broke it, same team. Talk about that.
Yep. So going into yesterday, it was funny. They both wanted to break under 100, but yet when we're sitting in the Suburban waiting to start this meet, both of them were like, I'm just ready for this day to be over. And I said, seriously? We want to break 100, but we're ready for the day to be over? But, you know, following back and forth with both the girls, I knew they were both golfing well. Ella had one really bad hole. Abby was a little more consistent. And we come up to the end of the meet, and Abby was ahead of Ella, and so I followed her in, and gets on the golf cart. We get clubs strapped on, and I said, well? And she goes, I don't know. I didn't even add it up. She goes, I don't think I broke 100. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what was your highest score on a hole? And she said, 6. And I went, 6 on all 18? That was your highest score? Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah. I had to teach a math lesson, Rich. She struggled a little bit. I'm dogging on her. She struggled a little bit. I said, 9 times 6, Abby, 54. Mm-hmm. And you did that twice, 108. Uh-huh. I said, yeah, but you had to have some that were less than 6. Well, yeah. How many holes? 7. Were they all 5s, though? Well, no, I had some 4s. And I was like, are you not putting this together? It was funny. And so I said, how many under 6 were you? And she said, well, 11. And I started doing a dance, and I was excited. And she's like, what? And I was like, Abby, 108 minus 11, 97? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, congratulations, you're the new school record holder. She's like, really? So she adds them all up on her phone, and she's like, 97. So it was exciting, and we were sitting on the green of the hole that Ella was going to finish on, and Ella hit a really nice shot, and she had about a 5-foot putt to finish up. And I walk over to her parents' cart, and I said, you know what? What's the situation here? And they said, well, this is for par. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, that's awesome, par 5. And they said, I told Ella the day, I said, don't add your score up. Quit adding your, because she was keeping track of her score. And they said, well, she said she was sitting at 91 going to the last hole. And I said, okay, so if she sinks this putt, she breaks Abby's school record that Abby just broke. And mm-hmm. They said, well, don't tell her. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to run up there and say, hey, no pressure or anything.
Right.
And she sunk it, and she was excited. And it was bittersweet because, you know, you celebrate then with Ella. And I broke it to Ella. I said, well, I said, Abby just broke the school record, and then you just broke her record. And Ella said, oh, I feel so bad. And I said, no, you don't ever feel bad about about doing well. So, yeah, it was a great day. And it has been a great, you know, bragging on those two from yesterday. But really, we've got a great team. I've got also Maddie Tryon. She's our other senior. And we didn't get to take her with us yesterday. Rylan Custard is new. She's a sophomore. We got her talked into coming out, and she's a great competitor. Works really hard and is improving. And Presley Timmerman, freshman, she had horse stuff going on yesterday, but she has improved a lot also. So, I'm really excited for the rest of the season. So,
I'm sure you've seen progress each and every meet, haven't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, they kind of got thrown to the wolves. McCook's the first 18 holes at Ryland shot, and she did not shoot well. And I said, you throw that. That's, yeah. You take that.
Join the club along with all the other thousands of people.
Yeah. Yeah, she shot a 178, and I said, it doesn't matter. I said, I could shoot a 178 at McCook. And then we turn around, and she shot a 120 at Grand Island. And so, she's capable of doing well. She's really tough on herself. She's a competitor. And Presley Timmerman at Perkins County, I watched her a couple holes, and I said, you've got to see that you're striking the ball much better. You're improving. And she said, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, she's coming along. And Maddie. She does. If she'd take a little coaching, she'd shave some strokes real fast. I mean, she would. But Maddie, I mean, she's a long ball hitter, and She just needs a slower swing down, you know. But she's consistent. She's, you know, she does what she's supposed to do, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
John Daly, her idol, maybe.
You know what? There's some similarities there for sure.
Or DeChambeau or something like that. Those guys and hit the long ball and maybe have trouble with their short game. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, well, she does. She hits the ball well. Mm-hmm. So, but
what a season's been so far, and you tell those girls so. Hey, we're not done with the season. We got so many other more meets. You can break this record over and over and over.
Yes, and that's when I went back to the cart and Abby was going to tell Ella that she broke the school record. I said, well, Ella broke your record. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how she was going to take it, but she did. She took it like a champ. I mean, we've got to support each other. And she said, it's fine. I'm happy for her. You know, she said, I got the rest of the season to shoot better, and I got next year too. So she took it really well. And just really proud of the two girls yesterday, how they competed.
Jay, tell the girls, hey, let's keep it right where we're doing, shoot those scores and maybe a few more strokes better each and every meet. We're gonna be right in the thick of things all the time.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, looking at our district, I don't want to get, you know, too far ahead, but I think if everybody does what they're capable of, we'll be right in the mix for qualifying for state as a team. So
what do you have coming up now?
We have Gothenburg on Tuesday, which that's tough. That's a great course. Fast greens, deep sand traps. And then we host our quad on Thursday. So, and that's going to be nice. There's going to be about 20 golfers and low-key, not a lot of pressure. So it'll just be a fun round, I think. So
over Cross Creek?
Yep, at Cross Creek. Yep. And it'll be familiar for us. It'll be low-key and it'll be fun, I think.
Again, not looking ahead. Where your district be at?
Ogallala.
Okay.
Yep. And the girls have mixed feelings about it. I think it's a course that we can shoot well on. So,
it's terrific.
Yeah.
It's good. It started at like 9 o'clock yesterday morning. Did you get out of there before the heat of the day really got going?
Yes. It started at 10. Well, it might have been 9. But yeah, we talked about that a couple times. You know, I was on the girls about staying hydrated, and it didn't feel as hot as what I thought it was going to be. Of course, I'm driving around in a cart, and they're, you know, so. But, you know, talking to them, they didn't think it was as bad as they had anticipated. So, yeah, it wasn't too bad.
That's part of golf. Someday we're going to get the really, really nice weather, hot weather, rain, wind. For the most part, you haven't had a rainy day yet, have you?
No, knock on wood, no, yeah. No. Yeah, it's been a really mild weather season, so we can't complain. Yesterday wasn't bad. If that's the worst we golf in, it'll be good. So.
Exactly right.
Yeah.